This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Fairbanks News Miner reports the village of Allakaket is opposing a 200-mile, multi-million-dollar mining road that would have 15 major river crossings, including one over the Alatna River, where Allakaket residents fish. They're concerned about the impacts to local hunting and fishing grounds from the proposed road itself and from the increased traffic it would bring. Allakaket residents have seen years of abysmal king salmon runs, and this year, rain-swollen rivers make it nearly impossible to catch chum or silver salmon. Plus, local moose and caribou populations have been declining for years. The proposed road would span from the Dalton Highway to the Ambler Mining District in northwest Alaska. The road is being championed by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and by Nova Copper, a company based in Canada. The company's eyeing what it estimates to be hundreds of millions of tons of copper, zinc, and lead in the area. Alaska fisheries managers say it looks like they've achieved their goal of getting enough Yukon River king salmon to their Canadian spawning grounds. Sonar counts of king salmon showed almost 50,000 kings near the border. That's 7,000 more than called for in the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the United States and Canada. It's a different story on the Kuskokwim River. There, commercial fishing is on hold as state managers assess the number of coho, or silver salmon, returning to spawn. Long closures on king salmon fishing and a weak chum run have subsistence fishers pushing for federal management of the Kuskokwim River fisheries. KNOM's Ben Matheson reports.
The Office of Subsistence Management in Anchorage is preparing to present the Federal Subsistence Board with information and a recommendation on whether to federalize the salmon fishery, which is currently under state control. Evelyn Thomas is the Tribal Council President in Crooked Creek, a community of about 100 people located 120 miles upriver from Bethel. She says her tribal council plans to pass a resolution in support of federalization. She says the state has not listened.
They keep wanting to have openings for silvers when late chum run, when we haven't even gotten enough to put up, you know, the subsistence users don't have fish yet. I know here in Crooked Creek, nobody has enough.
Gene Peltola Jr. is the Assistant Regional Director for the Federal Office of Subsistence Management. They are currently responding to a growing number of resolutions from tribes and groups who want to ensure they get silver salmon. His team is in the early stages of drafting a recommendation based on current and historic data related to silver salmon harvests.
There may not necessarily be an allocation between the federal qualified user aspect of it. So that's the part, one of the parts we're reviewing now, is that we may not necessarily have a full 804 determination or analysis.
That refers to Section 804 of the Alaska National Interest Land Conservation Act, or ANILCA, which determines how to distribute a resource that isn't abundant enough for all subsistence users. The Federal Subsistence Board has a work session next week. Peltola Jr. says he doubts they'll take up the issue at that meeting, and it could take more time to issue a decision. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the Metlakatla tribe in southeast Alaska are signing a memorandum of agreement today that will allow the VA to make home loans directly to Native Americans on tribal lands. Yvonne Perez is a loan specialist for the VA. She says the loans are meant to help improve Alaska Native veterans' lives.
This is the very first one that we're going to be signing in Alaska. We are hoping to have more tribal villages and housing authorities have interest in also offering this worthwhile benefit to their Native American veterans.
Before the VA can make a direct loan to any Native American veteran, the individual's tribe must first enter into an agreement with the VA. Other VA loan programs are available for properties not located on trust lands. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.